Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. In this segment, I am talking with Dave Hines, who is the Calumet Drama Director, among many other things here in town in Calumet. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Our first topic that we're going to cover is vaudeville, which was introduced last summer. And talk a little bit about what vaudeville is and how it was received.
Last summer, it was received very well. Vaudeville traditionally is just a series of unrelated acts put together into a entertaining show, and we brought back a modern rendition of that. It's not your old slapstick or anything. I mean, we have some fun definitely in the way of that, but it's much more an opportunity for any local performer that wants a chance to perform for a friendly audience that's not necessarily looking for perfection but just looking to have a good time. And also a chance to perform on the historic Calumet Theater stage, which not everybody gets the chance to do. So last summer went really well. We had some great acts, and we're hoping to expand on that and get bigger acts and bigger audiences this year. So,
well, what kind of act makes a good vaudeville performance?
That's the neat thing, is it can be anything. It can be anything that people think will be entertaining. Last year, we had your typical bands and musicians, soloists. But we also had, you know, magicians. We had belly dancers. We had kids that created their own instruments and came up on stage and played them. We had, you know, little short dramatic scenes or comedy scenes. We had stand-up comedy. We had just a little bit of everything, which is exactly what you want for vaudeville. It should be something where you see something, and then the next thing is completely different, and then 10 more minutes of that, and then you get something completely different. So anything that people, you know, can do up on a stage that they feel like will be entertaining is pretty much fair game, as long as it's family-friendly. So
for older folks like us that, you know, remember like the Gong Show or something, right? It kind of reminds me of those kind of variety shows, you know, without the gong.
Exactly. And they're even bringing the Gong Show back, I just heard. So it's very much like that. It's, you know, we're not looking to boo anybody. We're much more, our audiences last year were great. You know, they were just people that wanted to see something entertaining. And even, like I said, even some of the kids that might have been a little unsure of themselves still got up there and did it. And the audience loved them and made sure that they knew that they were, you know, appreciated for getting up there and entertaining. So, yeah, it is very much your modern variety show. So just anything that people want to do that they feel like is entertaining, we want to see that, give them a chance to get up on the stage and do it. So,
what's the age range of the performers? Because I guess I get a picture that they're mostly teenagers.
It's really across the board. I mean, we had several teenagers last year, but I would say most of our main acts were adults that came out. My goal this year, and we did it mostly last year, but we're gonna have a headlining band at each one that will give a set at the end of the first act and at the end of the show. And obviously most of those are adults. So it was a whole wide range. I mean, we had everything from middle school to our oldest act was a polka band, and they were in their 70s. So it was quite a big range.
Yeah, I think probably your association with the Calumet Drama Team, which is a, you know, high school performance team. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that just, you know, because you do that, that vaudeville would all be
exactly
high school,
so. And what it is really, it's not so much our students performing it. We produce it. We put it on. We run the sound. We run the lights. We do all the promotion. And I've become a booking agent, and that's what I do a lot of. But the kids come up with ideas, and they've got ideas for different people that might work. So, yes, it's definitely not just our kids up on stage. It is a wide range of community members from all over the UP we had last year. So,
well, you work hard enough during the school year. Why take on this huge project during the summer?
Yeah, it's definitely not for the pay. It's because of the love of it. I love that theater. I've been involved in the Calumet Theater since 2004, same time I took over the CHS Drama Club. And honestly, we did vaudeville back in the day. I helped out Calumet Theater. I was a stage manager for 2 summers. Theirs was a much more traditional one. Why do I do it? That's a good question. It's a passion. I just love seeing. I don't sing or play any musical instruments myself, but I'm a huge promoter of music. I love seeing people get a chance to get up there. Plus, obviously, drama and any kind of performance, I want to make sure that people have that opportunity. So It's not every place in the area that would give us a chance to do something like this, and the Calumet Theater has been great for that. They want to see people up on stage just like I do, so it was a very common goal that we had. And I have fun with it, even though it's a lot of stress and it's a lot of work and it takes a lot of time for me to get all the acts booked. It's a lot of fun, and I love seeing my kids get into it when they're producing the shows. And I just love seeing the community members get into it, not only as they're performing, but also as they're there to watch a show at the Historic Calumet Theater and just watch all this great talent that we do have in this area that doesn't always get featured as much as it should. So,
well, it's one of the benefits, I think, of living in a smaller area is that you have this opportunity to take one of our prime venues that we have, and, you know, they're sharing the stage with, you know, some, you know, fairly big name acts that have come through there over the years. And, you know, of course, the venue doesn't get any better, any more beautiful as far as a place to perform. And a lot of these, you know, musicians who, you know, aren't going to get signed and paid to go perform somewhere, get a chance to perform on stage in a, you know, semi-professional setting in front of a crowd and test their material, see how well they do.
And that's exactly it. And that's exactly it, is we've got so many people that don't get those kind of opportunities that who knows if it might be a jumping off point or give them the confidence to go out there and, you know, find more, you know, performances that they can do or find more jobs, that the gigs that they can find. So, yeah, it is. It's neat to live in an area where I have the opportunity to do this. And it's neat that, yeah, that so many community members support us and are out there and helping us, not only with, you know, we're not paying these acts. So these bands, even though they might have paying gigs, are volunteering and say, yes, we want to be a part of that. You know we're not going to make any money, but it's going to be a good time. We get a chance to be on the Calumet Theater, which even, you know, some of the paid bands in the area don't always get the chance to do. So it's neat to see everybody kind of come together to, yeah, just have a night of fun entertainment that, you know, isn't very high stress, is a very relaxed environment. And, yeah, it's a good time to all kind of come together. I think we need more of that. I think we need more community things like that. And that's why I love being involved in it. So,
does it cost for the spectator to come and see it?
Yeah, we keep the prices really low. We want it to be a cheap night, cheaper even than the movies. You know, we're going to give you a couple hours of entertainment. For student age people, it is $3. And for adults, it's $5. So, you know, those are really just to kind of cover the overhead for the theater is what it comes down to. You know, it does cost them money to have that place open, so we didn't want to make a bunch of profit. It was in the Calumet Drama, we might do a 50-50. I mean, that's really all we're going to get out of it. We're not looking to make any money for ourselves either. It's not a fundraiser for us. It's just an opportunity to have some fun. And I love seeing, like I said, my drama club kids have the opportunity to produce a show, but I just love also that all the community can come out and either see something or perform something. So yeah, it's a pretty cheap night of fun is what we're going for.
Now, how do you ensure that the acts that are performing have some level of talent?
We'll start with auditions next Tuesday, where we'll be doing auditions at the Calumet Theater from 5 to 11. And I also spend a lot of time going to different things to look for people. We did Pasty Fest, and I made sure I watched some of those different acts. And
you had a little bit of talent scouting on top of all
the
other
duties, so. I do. I got to go out and check it out. And there's tons of word of mouth, too. There's, you know, I start talking to the right people, and I made some good contacts over the years. And so it comes down to we'll do our auditions. And oftentimes, if somebody can't make the auditions and I can get some sort of confirmation that they can at least come close to doing what they're claiming to do, we're going to give them a chance. Like I said, we're not looking for perfection or even professionals. We're simply looking for somebody that wants to, like, has the ability to do something. And even if it's not perfect, we'll give them a chance to get up there and do it. So,
well, if you're participating early on in the season, of course, you'll have, you know, plenty of opportunities to sort of get better as you go.
Right. You know, and that is the neat thing, is you can keep coming back and keep refreshing and keep trying to get better at it as well. So,
yeah, can you change up the act a little bit?
Absolutely. That's what we want. We don't want one show to ever be the same or one act to be the same. So if somebody's coming up there and tweaking things and trying different things, that's exactly what we're looking for, is that each show is going to be 100% unique. And it's honestly a fun organic process, because oftentimes we don't even know what all is going to be there until that night, and people start showing up. But like, we have an idea and these people say, and all of a sudden people start coming, and then we, all right, this is going to be our first act, and we write down the second act and we get it all scheduled. And then sometimes partway through the show, we're like, oh no, that doesn't work. Let's switch this to there. And we're just on the fly making it happen. And it is neat that it's always changing, even on the night. But yeah, that somebody say they want to do their stand-up routine and they want to keep trying different things each week. We'd love to see that. Say somebody's working on a new song and oh, I added a new verse. That's exactly what we're looking for. Or what, you know, new magic trick that they want to try and they didn't do too well one week and they want to give it a shot and they feel like they've got it better. That's a great opportunity for them to try it again. So yeah, it's a very neat thing where somebody can come back each week and do something a little bit different, or you can just come for one week and just have a good time for the one Tuesday.
You mentioned that the students get an opportunity to put this on, so that's got to be a learning experience for them. What kind of things are they able to do?
Well, see, that's the neat thing. As I said, I do a lot of the booking, but once we get to the theater, I kind of go into hands-off mode. It's a hard thing for me. It's something I've had to learn how to do over the years because I very much like to have my hands in everything. But what I found with my high schoolers is if I give them the responsibility, they rise to the occasion every single time. So they are literally doing everything from start to finish. They are, as the acts come in, they're loading them in, they're getting them arranged, they're making sure they know who's there. They're lining up each of the two acts and figuring out what's going to go where. As the different acts happen, they're running the lights, they're running the sound, they're doing the emceeing, they're doing all the announcing. As the different acts come on, they're being the stage hands and getting that stuff out there and getting it off quickly. So they do everything. And that's really neat because I've done that kind of stuff before. We do it a little bit with our shows, but it's a different thing that they then get an opportunity to do. And we're also, something we've added to our Call of Acts this year, is we also would love community members that want to learn more about backstage. Say you don't want to perform, but you've always wondered how lights work or how sound is run or just what it's like to be a stagehand on that awesome stage. We're looking for community members and we'll have our drama club kids help them out and teach them some things about those things. So that's also an opportunity for my kids is to teach others how to do these different things. So
yeah, a lot to learn back there. As anybody who's ever done any sort of stage production knows, that for every person that's performing on stage, you have 10 to 20 people backstage, you know, doing everything else that usually goes along, especially, you know, in a larger stage production, maybe not as so much in a vaudeville,
right.
But there's so much, you know, so much to learn and so much to do. And if you don't ever, you know, if performing right on stage isn't really up your alley, but you still want to be involved in production, there's a lot to do.
There's tons to do, and that's what we would love to see is some community members that have always wanted that, because the theater itself is always looking for help with that kind of stuff. We have local theater groups that are always looking for help with that stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely a neat opportunity if you want to be involved in those kind of things. Like I said, I can't sing. I love helping with music festivals, though. I go, I'm involved in two of them that I'm very much. And, yeah, so I can't do the singing, but I can be a supporter. And that's what we're looking for, is just supporters of awesome performers in the area. So, yeah, there's a lot to learn and a lot to do if you've never done anything like that. Or if you've always wondered, like I said, how the heck does that light board work? How do they get all that to happen? Or how do they get that sound to come out of there like that? We'll give you at least a little taste of it. So,
if somebody wants to participate in one of the auditions, how do they do that?
So simply show up next. So we're doing one on the 10th and or excuse me, the 11th and the 27th are two official auditions. So that is going to be from 5 to 7 at the Kevin Theater. Simply show up. We're going to be there for 2 hours. People come in, jump up on stage, show us what they want, talk to us for a little bit. We find out what, you know, Tuesdays they're available, what they're thinking they want to do. And, you know, then we work them into whatever week they want to come. So that's the first way. The other way is if one of those dates don't work and you need to do something else, you want to meet with us on an individual basis, you want to send us a tape or show us your YouTube video, I've got my email address out there. It's dhines@clkschools.org. The Calumet Theater can also be contacted, and then they can get a hold of me, too, if that's a way that you want to go about just calling the box office. So any of those means are fine. You can find us on Facebook and just message us on there, Calumet Drama. So there's lots of ways to get involved, even if you can't make those two audition dates. So,
okay. Sounds great. So the information's out there if you need it. We'll also have, there's some information posted on KimonoReport.com. Just search for Vaudeville and it'll come up there because we've ran some information before. It's got all the dates posted and the audition information for you. So definitely check that out. You know, Dave, I'm impressed because I get to see a lot of the production of the Calumet Drama team.
Right.
I live in Calumet. Of course, my daughter just graduated from Calumet, so I'm biased.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your bias.
So, you're going into a new year, and you know we're still awaiting word for what productions will be done. So this is a special year because you had so many talented people graduate.
Right.
So what do you need to, you know, make it all happen again?
So this is going to be a big year of recruitment for us. We did have a core group of seniors that have sadly left us. This was a hard year for me in a lot of ways. I already missed them very much. What we're looking for in a lot of ways is just to get new people involved. We've got a great middle school drama club program, and getting those kids to, sometimes I think it's always the worry, am I going to be good enough to be in our drama club? We've got so many things going on that anybody can find their niche in our drama club. You don't even, like you said, you don't even have to be on stage if you want to be involved. We've got a job for you. So what we're looking for this year is like anybody that wants to be involved. We do our haunted house. Our haunted house is so much fun, and it's not your typical drama club thing or theater thing. It is, let's scare these people as much as we can and have a blast. And we really do have a good time. We do that at the Gip Arena. We usually do it the night before Halloween and Halloween. We do an earlier one, which is a little bit more tame for the younger kids. And then starting around 9:30, we go all out. Everybody knows you're going to get scared. We were told last year out of the different ones in the area, ours was by far the scariest. So we were pretty proud of that. It's another cheap night entertainment. We don't charge a lot for that. That's actually is a fundraiser for us, though. The way we do it is we've just been reinvesting that money into making it bigger and better every year so far. And that's probably what we'll do for a couple of years. But so we've got something like that. That's maybe not something somebody would think of as a drama club thing, but you've always wanted to be in a haunted house, or you've always wanted to scare people. Then we do our senior class play. Obviously, that's just seniors, but that's a great time to see non-drama club seniors come out and do something amazing. We did Charles Dickens, Christmas Carol last year. Mm-hmm. It was the Royal Shakespearean version of it, the Royal Shakespeare Company version of it. It was an insanely complicated show. And I would say out of the 30-some people that were involved, maybe a third of them had ever been up on stage or done anything with theater before. And they pulled it off amazingly. So these kids that will remember that experience the rest of their lives from their senior year doing something like that with their class. And, who knows if it got... I know it got the bug in some of them because they came back and then did the spring play with us, even though it wasn't a senior play. We do our competitive one act, which is a trip downstate. And so that's another experience where it's a whole different thing of taking a show on the road and having to perform it. Then we do our spring play, which is, again, usually our big show. And like I said, now we've got this vaudeville opportunity as well. So we try to make it so that they're, on top of all that, there's marketing. There's all the fundraising that we have to do. There are, I've worked on grants over the last couple of years. I'm going to be doing that again this year. So costumes, lighting, sets, there's so much that goes into it that there is a job for anybody that wants to be involved in it. And so we're going to just try to get those younger kids. We're going to try to do some shadowing where we can even get some of the middle schoolers maybe to shadow some of our older kids on our shows. So we're just going to keep recruiting and keep pushing kids to realize that you don't have to get out there and act if you want to be involved in drama. There's so much more to it. And it's really... I've never had a kid go out for it and go, man, that was the worst. I can't believe I did that. The only thing I've ever had them say is, why didn't I do this sooner? Why haven't I, why didn't I get going on this earlier? So I've never had somebody that regretted getting involved. So that's what we're going to try to push this year is you won't regret it. You're going to have a good time.
Now, when I was in high school, of course, times were different. I took drama. It was an elective.
Right.
I got credit. Now, I don't, it's not offered that way anymore, at least not locally.
No.
So it's an extracurricular activity that kids take so they don't get any other benefit other than the experience from doing it.
Exactly. And in that is the case. That was actually an interesting thing when we do those competitive one acts. It's for the Michigan Interscholastic Forensic Association. And we go downstate. And all these people we're competing against have classes. Like, these kids have been practicing this for months, and they have an hour or two a day to build sets and do all the things. And, like, I've got the kids for 2 hours a day, or 2 hours a day, maybe 3 days a week, and that's all I have them. So it's a different setup. But what the drama club has tried to do is, okay, so, yeah, maybe being in, A Christmas Carol doesn't look great on a resume, but... being involved in a drama club that does as much as we do and all the different things that we do, that is something. Setting up a haunted house in a week, I had kids use that on letters of admission and trying to get into college. They put that kind of stuff in there because they realized that was a thing that took a lot of work, took a lot of organization, took a lot of responsibility, and it does look good. So when you say there's not, you know, they don't get any added benefit, we're trying to add that for them. We're trying to give them something to give them a little bit to add to resumes and to add those, you know, college letters so that they can say, hey, look, I did this and I went downstate and I did this, or I was involved in a vaudeville production that ran 5 shows and I emceed each one. Those things do give a little added. So I wish I could give them credit or you know, some sort of a high school credit, but they do not only get the experience, they get some nice skills that they're definitely learning, but what also they get is the experience of being part of something where we are a group that truly love each other, truly love getting along, love having that family atmosphere of really just having a good time and looking out for each other. And I think everybody can use that in their life. That's always a good thing.
And these are skills that they'll have the opportunity to build on if they choose to. When I was involved with the Tech Theater Company last year, there were a number of these, you know, they're college kids, and many of them did drama in high school. Right. And I'm sure that, you know, members of the Calumet Players would say the same thing. So, you know, it's not a wasted effort. I mean, these are things that you can build on. And even outside of drama, you learn how to work with the group. You got a show to put on. The show must go on. You learn that responsibility. Right. You got to show up.
Yep.
You know, you have to, you know, practice your lines. Yep. And then, you know, when you're out on that stage, it's only you. Basically, you have to perform. You have to do your job in order to make it all happen. So just like, you know, when we have our kids take part in different sporting events and stuff, you need to learn skills that, hey, maybe they're not going to go on to be, you know, a football player in college or beyond, but those skills that they learn in, you know, doing the extracurricular programs spill over to many other things.
And that's exactly it. And it comes down to they are learning life skills that are not only going to help them, you know, just personally, but professionally, educationally, to be able to, like you said, to be able to be responsible for those kind of different things that I give the responsibility to these kids for, be able to be adaptable. And like you said, if it doesn't work, you're the one that's got to make it happen. If you're the one out there, the communication skills, the, you know, working with a group, all those things are going to cross over into so many things. The confidence that I see these kids get, you can't buy that kind of confidence. It's such a cool thing to see a kid maybe start their freshman year and being very quiet and meek, and, you know, I can see them, all right, well, we're going to give them a little part, and then pushing them every year, and then by the time they're seniors, they're the lead in Shakespeare or whatever, and it's an amazing thing to see that confidence come out in them. So I love that they can not only do something fun, but also have a lot of skills and get a lot of, like I said, confidence just in who they are and that they can accomplish these different things. So,
as we mentioned, of course, you had a number of students that were seniors and did a lot of work with the drama club, and they've graduated. Kind of looking back on that last class, is there a moment or a performance that you're most proud of that they were able to do?
Oh, wow. There were so many with that group. You know, like I said, it has been a year of growth, or several years of growth as they've gone through. I have to go back to what we just pulled off at the end of, you know, in the spring was 1984. I had some really amazing moments of people that I really trust their opinion in what they know about theater, and being blown away that the kids were able to pull off such a complex show, it's not an action-packed show. It's very psychological and very, you know, you got to listen and listen to those words to really get it. And, you know, I'm not going to throw out any names there, but there were some really great community members that, like I said, truly know their stuff that came up to me and said, I can't believe these kids pulled off a show like this. It was an important show. The topic was important. And just to give a shout out to a couple people, but I mean, Luke Coopery playing Winston, the emotion that he put into it, he became that character. And he even said, he's like, Mr. Hines, you said I was going to become him at some point. Luke was going to disappear and Winston was going to be all there was left. And he was like, that was there. I didn't know any Luke anymore. And So that was an amazing moment to see Luke, who, and all the kids did great, but he was just one where he really wasn't sure if he was going to be able to pull it off. And by the end, oh, it was very emotional to watch that. So yeah, that would be the pinnacle, I think, of those seniors to be able to pull off such a hard show and do it so well.
I saw that show, and I saw the Christmas Carol one that you mentioned earlier. Love both of those. My favorite, of course, will be Beauty and the Beast when yes. you did that a couple of years ago. So I want to encourage people to try out vaudeville, and you might find, especially if you're in that age range, middle school, high school, that you know you want to do more of this. Yeah. And then when get that bug and seek out Dave Hines when you get to school and join the drama club.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're looking for. And just any community members that wanna have some fun on the Calumet Theater stage, that's what we'll be doing on Tuesdays this summer. So,
Dave, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.